Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org. Say it every day, and sometimes I still forget. Final hour of the show, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. AMA/Falcons calls, as always, on a Monday after the Falcons game. What do you think it's going to be? More Falcons calls or AMA questions?
More AMA questions.
You think so?
No.
I think it's going to be more.
Of course not.
Who knows? Maybe we'll be surprised. Big Mike is in Kennesaw.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hello, Mike.
Is it just me, or do Michael Penix look like Forrest Gump when he had the braces on his legs, man? He just needs to break free, man. I think that's what's holding him back, man. That's why they're doing zero blitz almost every third down. They're like, Michael Penix, what are you going to do when we bring six or more people at you? And we just don't look right, man. He just needs to lose the notion that, hey, I got two ACL repairs, man. Just ball out, man. That's what this is. Just go ball out.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, I mean, he ain't struggling because he got a knee brace on. If you look around the league, a lot of quarterbacks wear a knee brace, especially on that plant foot. But, yeah, I mean, again, that's just that when you lose it, it's always something.
Well, it's also, I mean, he missed a game earlier this year because of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, I don't know that he had that on before that injury.
No, he wore a knee brace.
Did he?
Yeah, I think Mike always wore a knee brace.
Okay.
I think. Don't quote me on that. But
yesterday was the first time I saw him kind of fiddling with it during the game because he had to couple different times.
But. Yeah. I just think that he needs, and it's something we mentioned last week, going talking like Big Mike said, he needs to go. You know what I mean? But like when they're bringing that sixth man or that all out, that cover zero, you can't really, if you're a quarterback, escape it because they got people coming. They got the middle clogger, but they usually got two free guys coming. Mm-hmm. And so, but the thing with him is he got to process that and get the ball out of his hands back.
Yeah, that's the thing. He looks like a guy who's thinking a lot.
He's
in the middle of, well, you want him to take off and go pick up those dirty yards if the play isn't there yet, but he's also supposed to be waiting for the play to develop because we give him a hard time for not letting the play develop, right? So he's trying to make sure that he gives the play time to develop. In the time that he's doing that, his offensive line's getting beat and he's getting hit and then he's getting flushed out of the, you know what I mean?
Yep. Like he's got
to
go faster.
People want him to go faster, but also
slow down.
Go slower.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I understand that that's what has to happen.
Yes.
And that's what does happen when you play more because it slows down
everything
for
slows
you.
Down.
And then you can go faster, but that's what he looks like. He looks like a guy who's trying to figure out the speed of the game in his 11th start.
I mean, and it's crazy because we said that it's a damn shame that this was going to happen this year because of the ramifications of what may happen.
Yes. The frustrating part is even with all of the growing pains that the quarterback is going through, the team still should very much be winning these games.
Yes.
So
yes.
At the beginning of the year when we talked about, there's going to be some frustrating moments with a young quarterback who's learning on the job, we should have, maybe we did say after this, but certainly it was implied that hopefully his team helps him out and they can still win those games.
Right.
Maybe you can cover a kick. Maybe the kickers don't miss a bunch of field goals and extra points.
Yep.
Maybe, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if all of the other little, not little, but if other fringe things were happening on a week in, week out basis, then it's a lot more acceptable to be like, yeah, you know, he's coming along. He's coming along because you're winning while he's doing it.
Yes.
But everyone else is making mistakes too. So
yeah, they can't get out of their own way.
No. And you don't have a quarterback who can make up for it right now.
Nope.
And then when he needs you to help him out,
then you gotta help him.
You're not doing that either. So that's why you're 3-6. Ray is in McDonough. Hey, Ray.
If all of the other little, not little, but if other fringe things were happening
Ray.
Week in, week out. Basis,
hey, Ray, you got to turn your radio down, bud.
A lot more acceptable to be like, yeah, you know, he's
all right, we're going to hang up on Ray. Chad is in Atlanta. Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys, what's going on? I mean, you really hit it on the head right there. Like, everything's moving so fast for him, and these coaches are not doing him any favors. Like, they should strip it down, mm-hmm. like, Mike, what is it, Daniel did with Miami, like one read and go, like to build that confidence, soften up the defense, and then you can like open up everything up.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I mean, coaches could help him.
Yeah. I mean, like how much more can you,
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Like, I don't know what, if this is a stripped-down version of Zach Robinson's offense or if it's not.
I don't know.
I really don't
But
know.
I think that the one thing about it is that he's not – and we talked about – I think we talked to Joe. I think Joe Patrick was on Thursday, and we were talking about using all 50 – using the 50 width. You know, he can that's going to help him so much. But, you know, the stripping of the down, the one read and go and all those different things, I'm pretty sure it's more to it than just that. You know what I mean? Like, Michael is holding the ball too long. That's nothing to do with Zach Robinson. That's Michael in your head. The clock, mm-hmm. the eternal clock, you got to have it as a quarterback, knowing that, okay, I've been holding this ball for 3 damn seconds. Nobody's open. I need to go because you know what's happening? These guys are coming to get me. Mm-hmm. And that's with experience. That's with experience. What could help Michael out is that they went on 1st and 2nd down, and he's in 3rd and medium more than he is in 3rd and 9. They can help him out more, and I'm talking about the coaching aspect of it, by not having everybody run down the whole damn field, by having some shorter options for him. They can help him. They don't do enough of that. And then he's got to get his footwork together.
Yeah.
Especially when he's throwing to his left.
Yep.
When he's throwing out to his left, when he's opening up,
he misses wide so much throwing left.
Yes, he's got to figure that out.
Yeah. They were talking. Who was the analyst on the broadcast yesterday?
I think it was Kurt.
Was it Kurt Warner?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's been critical of the Falcons' offense throughout the year too. He talked about the mechanics a couple times on the broadcast with that.
I didn't even hear that part.
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, like all that.
Yes,
all that has to happen, and none of it is.
No.
Which is again why we're here. Damon is in Decatur. Hey, Damon.
Hey, what's going on, Andy Randy?
Right,
first time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling.
All right. Hey, couple things. Did you think we give up too quick on quarterbacks these days? Because I just looked at, Peyton Manning had 15 in first 10 game, had 20 interceptions.
Yep.
And only 15 touchdowns.
Yep.
And lastly, my question is, do y'all still own home radios? Because if I get paid overtime just to sit it and listen to y'all, now I'm sitting in my driveway because I ain't got no home radio.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Appreciate it, bro.
I do. She got me a record player a couple years ago that's got all the stuff on it. It's mm-hmm. got a dial mm-hmm. and a CD player. It's got a tape player.
Hell yeah.
If you want to listen to some tapes,
hell yeah.
Come over to the house. But I do remember a couple years ago we did. I was like, I wanted to listen to something on the radio station,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't get the app to work.
Oh, really?
And I was like, well, I don't have a radio. I'll be damned. I host a radio show and don't have a radio.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
But I have one now.
My uncle just texted in, because why are they always in the pistol? That's what they like. They said it yesterday on the broadcast. Michael's comfortable in the pistol.
Yeah.
That's why.
They're going to be in the pistol.
They're going to be in the pistol.
They're going to be in the pistol.
What was the first question?
Yes. I don't know.
We give up. Everybody gives up on stuff early.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Not just quarterback.
100%.
Everything.
100%.
If, like, coaches.
Everything.
Everything. And I know there's something.
Yeah, except for the Browns, yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm obviously biased on the Penix thing. I think try to do as good of a job of being neutral or honest or whatever, but like, it is pretty wild to hear folks being like, he's not the guy.
It's
like,
crazy.
Guys, he's not. I'm not saying he is either, but like,
it's crazy.
It's 11 games.
It's 11 games. But like, that's what it, nobody don't care no more.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I do agree with that.
Nobody can be patient.
Nope.
Even though time after time after time,
patience is
life shows us.
Patience is always one out.
Patience wins.
Yep.
Yeah, patience wins. All right, Chip is in Barnesville. Hey, Chip.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Chip.
Wanted to ask you guys about, while we're getting away from the run, I mean, we're running the ball well. We got two good running backs, and I don't understand why we don't stay true to running the ball as we should to help them out. I mean, I know Penix got some business of his own, but the OC and also the DC, they got to get their stuff together. OC being, hey, you're supposed to know what your guy's weakness is. So, hey, help the guy out and run the ball. You got to beat John Robinson. And then you got a running back like Tyler.
Right.
All other people seem to run their running back. Stay true to the running game, as far as I can see. And for the D.C., when you get a team on the rope, 3rd and 21, hey,
can't let them out.
Stop that.
Yep.
And I enjoy your show.
You can't let them out of there.
Thank you.
Yep, can't let them out of there.
Yeah. The 3rd and 21.
Yep, you can't let them out of there.
Is that the most frustrating moment in the game? Probably.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. There were a few, but probably.
Yeah. Like, you can't let him out of there.
I'll be honest. Like, definitely the criticism of the run game, the previous three, I didn't have a real problem with the way they ran the ball yesterday.
I think they did a better job at running with the football. I think that they didn't go away from it as early as they usually do. But,
and they let Tyler be that battering ram in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, man.
Which I love.
But, I mean, they had 29 total carries. We said 30. Mm-hmm. And because usually at 30, they win.
Mm-hmm.
When they got 30 runs, they win. And so maybe they would have gotten the 30th.
Well, and if they would have picked up two of those third downs, they probably would have ran the ball on first down.
Yes.
And then they would have got 30 carries.
Yes.
And the 30 carries number isn't really the magic you're going to win if you do it. It's more the third down, and 30 carries is more a byproduct of all the other things that are going well that lead to you winning. But it is pretty crazy that they lost in overtime and had 29 carries.
Yep.
Get to 30.
Get to 30.
Get to 30.
Get to 30. Get to 30. Get to 30.
Rob is in Rome. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. I just got one scenario I want you to think about. Do we want to get into the playoff this year
and
be good enough to keep these coaches that we have?
Yes.
We want this thing to fall apart so we can clean the coaches
out.
We
don't want that. We
want to make the playoffs.
Yeah, we're going to try to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you can't be somewhere for 7-8 years.
Yeah,
and then
we
don't
get to get.
Yeah, no, I'm not sitting up here like, I need them to lose so they can get rid of coaches. Hell no, I don't want that.
Nah, I want them to win the rest of their games.
Yes.
Get hot
and
go on a run. Do I think that's going to happen?
No.
I do not. But that is what I'm rooting for.
Yes.
Scott is in Canton. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good. Hey, I'll preface all this by saying I'm a Steeler guy. And we'll send you Arthur Smith if you want him. You can have him because that is
– We had him.
You can have him again, and he like very much is, you know exactly what he's going to do. But anyhow, what I see, and I'm freaking old, and I've been watching football since I was like 5 years old, and been a Steeler guy since I was 5 years old. What I'm seeing with, not Bijan, what I'm seeing with Penix is, and this is a harsh thing, I'm seeing Kenny Pickett.
Really?
He can't. What I don't see is I don't see him being able to process what's in front of him. And he's, whatever Robinson calls, he's going to do that no matter what. And he doesn't take the time to say, okay, I got one high, I got two high, I got two corners up front, I got everything up here, I got people coming at me. I got to change this play. I got to do something. So I don't know if they're not letting him change plays because he just seems to do exactly what he is called in to do and doesn't change a thing. So I don't know if he's just not seeing the field. That's my opinion.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You drew that conclusion from how?
Watching, I guess.
Okay. I mean, aren't you supposed to be the coach that you do?
I don't know. I think.
Okay, right.
But I don't know about the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that was always the thing with Matt Ryan. Like, does Matt Ryan have the autonomy to check?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I, that's the thing about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think, I mean, I don't know if there's checks out there. There's sometimes you just, 70%, maybe 80% of plays are run it. Meaning it's called, you run it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can Michael get up there and change a play if they tell him to? Yes, I think he can. The processing part is one of those things where it's always hard to talk about processing what a player processes when you don't play a lot. You're still learning.
Sure.
And so you're learning all those different things. But, I mean, at the bottom line of anything, Michael's got to play better.
Yeah, I'll say this Michael's about that point. I sure as hell hope it's not Kenny Pickett that we're watching.
Yeah.
Because if that's what we're watching, then...
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
everybody's getting fired.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why, it's, but that's what goes with losing.
Hell yeah.
Sure. Somebody's got to take a point. I ain't never heard nobody say Kenny Pickett did not, nothing. And I've watched Kenny Pickett, and Kenny Pickett ain't look like Michael.
No, he can't.
Yeah.
He can't throw it quite like Mike.
At any point.
No.
That's Kenny Pickett.
No, but we know what it is.
Yes.
Like, early, we knew the focus. The focus is always going to come back to the quarterback if the team's losing.
And he's got to play better.
Because they've already done the coaches. They've already done the kicker. They did the owner. They did the CEO. You lose enough games in a row, everybody's going to have a week where they're in the crosshairs.
Yes.
He went 12 of 28 yesterday. It's not good enough.
Not good.
It's totally understandable that he's being criticized.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today. Absolutely. All right. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I had one earlier, and I forgot to write it down, but I'll just say it again. Freaking Mondays of Falcons frustration. God almighty.
It's not always going to be like this.
Damn.
I know it.
Damn.
I know it. The light at the end of the tunnel is going to be so beautiful. The young and the restless would get you leaking.
Yeah, man. You better not forget the press record.
Apparently, Andy and Randy finished each other's sandwiches.
That was a frozen
and,
reference.
Randy's allergic to talking about the Browns quarterback situation.
The Falcons reportedly might have a little meat syndrome.
Damn.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.